The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We looked at the vital, unveiling the vital habits for divine lifting, part one. And in this second service, we'll be looking at unveiling the vital habits for divine lifting. Divine lifting is your portion. That's God's intention for you. That is God's plan for you and your family. And for that to happen, it's a product of habits. In life, there are various kinds of habits. There are good habits, there are bad habits. And every man is a product of his own habits, either good habits or bad habits. One of the habits that will change the life of a human being is the habit of thanksgiving. Better still, beloved, you can call it the habit of gratitude. You can call it the habit of gratitude. Gratitude shows appreciation. Appreciation is the escape route for depreciation. This second service is different from the first service. So if you were here in the first service, you'll be taking brand new notes. Gratitude is the escape route for depreciation. If you don't want to depreciate, you want to keep appreciating, be thankful. Looking at the scriptures, we see many people there that love God and thank God as a habit. They love God, and thanking God became like an addiction for them. The next set of people that will be addicted to thanksgiving, your name will be there in Jesus' name. Note this, God has favorites. Who are his favorites? Those that feed him. Who are the people that feed him? Those that thank him. Why is God blessing this man and he's not blessing me? It's thanksgiving. Why is God blessing this woman? He's not blessing me. It's thanksgiving. Why is God doing something in that church and he's not doing it in another church? It's thanksgiving. Many are prayer warriors. Very few are thanksgiving addicts. Many can pray for 40 days without water, without food. But very few can thank God for 40 minutes without pausing. But today, that spirit that makes you permanently grateful be released to you today in the name of Jesus. Be released to you today in the name of Jesus. Be released to you today in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. During the lockdown, when many people were complaining and churches were closed down, we're not taking offerings, we're not taking, the church was not open. We never lacked as a church. We were doing welfare. I think we did welfare like how many times? Three times, aside from other specialized ones who were doing construction, there was no offering. And people were wondering, what's going on? We even stopped sell offering. We said sell fellowship, no more offering. Well, yes, we are constructing. Thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, you cannot be stranded. I tell you this. With thanksgiving, you can never be stranded. Friends, I'm free. On the day I discovered this secret, I became free. On the day I discovered this secret, I became free. The first day I traveled out of this country, I was alone. I was on a mission to go and pray in a particular country for about 2 weeks. And the person that sat down beside me in the aeroplane was looking at me as a madman. The way I was thanking God, Father, I thank you. Who am I? Who am I to even thank this God? Who am I to even enter a plane in my lifetime With my own money, I bought the ticket. Oh Lord, I thank you. He looked at me like this, with disdain. He looked at me as a bushman. But I know what I was doing. Every man that wants lifting must be grateful for every little thing. Let me shock you. That's your small room that you are living now. It is Thanksgiving that will move you from that your small room to a bigger flat. It is Thanksgiving that will move you from that your flat to a mansion. By the time somebody is spending Christmas this year, it will be in your own house. It will be in your own house. Resources will be mobilized by Jehovah to make it happen. Having said this, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, in everything, give thanks. When things are going well, when they are not going well, when things are looking wonderful, when they are not looking wonderful, every situation. That is what God is expecting from us. When he has done something little, you thank him much for it. When he has done something very small, you thank him more for it. You are always searching for thanksgiving points. You are not searching for prayer points. You are not searching for prayer points. You are, what else can I thank God for here? What else has God? Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you that I have a place to lay my head. Lord, I thank you that I'm married. Oh Lord, I thank you that I'm a toastable person. I hope you know that there are some people that it's been a long time that anybody even spoke to them at all. You didn't like that guy, but he still spoke to you. You have to thank God that you are not a mad person, that somebody can say, please, how are you? Is somebody with me this morning? You have to look for avenues to thank God for everything, because as God liveth, what is not going on well will soon begin to go well in Jesus' name. How do you develop the habit of thanksgiving? In the first service, I gave us four. Number one is learn to count your blessings. And I took that scripture from Psalm 103, from verse 1 to the end. And I said, do not dwell in the valley of forgetfulness. Psalms 88, verse 12b. Psalms 88, verse 12b. Number two, how to develop the habit of thanksgiving. Fullness is be spiritual. Don't be a carnal person. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. To be carnally minded is death, but the spiritually minded is life. Don't be carnal. When you are carnal, when you are not spiritual, everything will look bad to you. Let your mind be the mind of Christ. Don't be carnal. Be spiritual. Number three, way to develop the habit of thanksgiving is associate correctly. Your association affects your acceleration. Your association can also lead to your stagnation. There are some people you associate with them and you begin to see positive changes in your life as you follow their footsteps. There are some people you associate with them and everything just goes down. Association matters with thanksgiving. Learn to search for thanksgivers and thank along with them. Association matters. If your friend is a murmurer, most likely you also become a murmurer. If your friend is a complainer, you also become a complainer and you complicate your own story. Somebody is here this morning. God will be realigning your association in Jesus' name. I say God will be realigning your association in Jesus' name. Your association is a summary of your future. Your association is what motivates you unto gratitude. There are some big friends, your husband will do something for you, and you tell them, see what my husband did for me. And they say, is this the kind of car your husband bought for you? Come and see the one my own husband bought for me. It's much better than this. Your husband is, He doesn't love you at all. He doesn't love you. How can he buy this kind of car for you? Oh, you say there are women. You know, women talk a lot. You say, how much does your husband give you? Say this. He's so terrible. How does he expect you to feel with that? That's very, very bad. She already knows it's bad. You don't need to reemphasize it. But if you have a friend that says, thank God for it, don't worry, it will get better. You to work harder. Work harder, put in your best. That's a good association. Once I notice that somebody is a murmurer around me, all of a sudden, I don't feel like associating, because murmuring is contagious. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. You will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. Number four, way to assessing the habit of thanksgiving is maintain excitement deliberately. Always be excited. Refuse depression. Without excitement, there cannot be upliftment. People are permanently on the floor because their spirit is down. Say, what is wrong? My spirit is just down. Why is it down? I don't know. You have to get out of it fast. The devil is after your joy because he knows God cannot come and visit you if you are sad. How many of you want to go to a house where everybody is down and sad? You go and visit a family and they are always sad. You say, I appreciate you, sir. I appreciate you, ma'am. The children, I appreciate you. Everybody's just sad. After a few minutes, you say, I will see you later. Okay, we will meet in church. Then you leave. Because the atmosphere is not conducive. Hello. It is the same way with God. If God looks around you and he sees that your spirit is down, number one, he's surprised. What is it? Why are you like this after all I've done for you? God will not exit your life with the blessings he brought for you. Somebody say amen. I say God will not exit your life with the blessings he brought for you. Say a louder amen. God will not exit your life and leave it alone like that with the blessings he has come to deposit for you. What he has brought for you, he will leave it with you. He will go and bring forth more in the name of Jesus. Well, I haven't gone through the first service in summary. That's just a summary of what I said in the second service. Beloved, we'll be going straight into the second service and we'll be looking at more vital habits that will lead to a man's thanksgiving and will lead to his lifting. Number five is the right mentality, or we can call it the right mindset. The right mentality, or you can call it the right mindset. Somebody say mindset. In Proverbs 23 verse 7, the Bible says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Everybody, male or female, that will become the best that God has for him or her, must have the right mindset. Develop your mindset never to think negative. Develop your mindset to the extent that every time your mindset is a positive mindset, positivistic, optimistic, always positive. If your mindset is negative, you will not thank God. Have the thinking. Mindset is about your reasoning. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, the Bible says, now come, let us reason together. Come, let's reason together. Come, let's reason together. Come and see what I've done for you. Yeah, come. Haven't I done so much for you? Haven't I done this for you? Haven't I preserved you? Didn't I give you a job? That's just a foundation. I'm still taking you higher. Have you thanked me for that? Didn't I give you parents that sent you to school? Didn't I give you a good wife? Didn't I give you a husband? Didn't I give you a pastor? Didn't I give you where to live? Are you living under the bridge? Come, let's reason together. Come and reason with me. Have I not done much for you? He has done so much for us. Don't ever let your mindset be a negative one. Listen, anything you don't have now, you will soon have more than enough of it. Are you listening to me? Anything you don't have now, there is nobody that is made overnight. There is no overnight success. Anybody that you are seeing that is blessed today are a product of a process. Someone say process. That you should know that where you are now is not your bus stop. Jehovah is still working on you. Jehovah is still doing something about your life. He's taking you somewhere. He's moving you somewhere. He's moving you forward. He has not abandoned you. He has not left you to yourself. Things might be hard now, but they will soon be better. Somebody say amen. Your mindset must be a mindset. That's why nobody should catch you sad. Nobody should catch you sad. Nobody should catch you with sadness, because your mindset is that things will be better for me. Things might be tough. The economy might be rough. But let your thinking be the thinking that Jehovah will help me. And so you are excited. You are happy. All the days of your life, sadness, weeping, and gnashing of teeth will never be seen around you. Sadness, weeping, and gnashing of teeth will never be seen around you. Number 6, way to develop the habit of thanksgiving is to develop yourself in the act of thanksgiving. I know many will say, in this church, the people know how to thank God very well. We have lead singers. We have people that play the guitar. We have some that dance very well. Some don't know how to dance. In your own little way, do what you know. Hello. Do what you know. To develop a habit, you have to do it consistently. Hello. To develop a habit, you have to do it consistently. To develop a habit, you have to do it consistently. To develop a habit, you have to do it consistently. Nobody came out of his mom, out of his mother and started dancing on the spot. Nobody came out of his mother and started shouting hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, amen, amen. If you see such, won't you run? If a child comes out of his mommy and begins to sing, the most excellent is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen. Won't you run? But after some time, somebody say after some time. After some time, the child begins to have an habit. What is this habit? The habit of gratitude. What is this habit? The habit of thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love. If possible, it should be one of the greatest habits you have. Immediately your legs step on the floor, as if you are not like me. Because if I wake up in the morning, I must first brush my teeth before anything. I can't do it because the first saliva must not enter my stomach because of running stomach. So immediately I get down, I must start the first thing. After that, I move to prayer. But if you are, for you, you wake up, you just go in, that's okay. You just move ahead. In the morning, early in the morning, in the morning, I will rise and praise the Lord. In the morning, early in the morning, in the morning, I will rise. It looks so small. It looks like a very minute thing. It matters a lot. You develop the habit of appreciation. Initially, you are dancing. Your leg is not aligning very well. Keep dancing. After some time, it will be getting better. Is somebody with me this morning? Before, you didn't know how to shake very well. But as you look at Olakule Charles' way of dancing, you look at other people's dancing steps, you look at Olajuwon's unique style of dancing, you look at different people. You pick everything, bang, 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 like concussion. You give it to God. Hallelujah. That's how to do it. Develop yourself. Develop yourself. Develop yourself. God is waiting for your thanks. That's the only thing God is waiting for. God is waiting for your thanks. I can't imagine anybody that passed through this period of pandemic in the last few months and we still not thank God. It's an aberration. It's an anathema. It's an unusual thing to pass through this period and come out and say, what am I to thank God for? He has not yet made me a millionaire. May you not be a millionaire in the grave. I say, may you never be a millionaire in the grave. Well, my prayer to somebody here this morning is that you will be a thanksgiver. I say you will be a thanksgiver. I say you will be a thanksgiver. You will be a thanksgiver. Please note, no condition, no matter what, is a permanent condition. No matter the condition, it's not permanent. God is still working on you. And so you have reason to thank Him. When you are excited at little that He has done for you, be sure that more is coming. Somebody say more is coming. After today's Thanksgiving, many of us here, we are going to be due for more. I say many here, we are going to be due for more. If you are going to be due for more, shout hallelujah. Number 7. Way to assess the habit of thanksgiving is to keep loving God by giving. Keep loving God by giving to Him. Giving to God is one of the ways to express our thanksgiving to Him. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 to 5, particularly talking about the story of King Solomon, the Almighty God appeared to him. And Solomon loved the Lord. That's why he gave to God. And we're in the month of love and divine lifting. Solomon loved the Lord, walking in statues of David his father. Only he sacrificed burnt incense in high places. Go on. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For there was a great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to him instantly and told him in a dream. And Lord asked him, ask what I will give thee. You don't really need to have so many lined up prayer points if you are a thanksgiver and you are a giver. Giving of thanks physically, dancing and all that, and also giving of your substance to God. Why do you think David was lifted so high? In the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 3. The Bible says, moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper goods of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. This was the reason why David was lifted. He was a thanksgiver in Psalm 119 verse 164, and he was a gold giver in 1 Chronicles 29 verse 3. He gave God over and above. God said, you cannot build the temple. He said, everything that will be needed to build the temple, I will give it. It's your son that will build it. It's not you. He said, don't worry, sir. I will still give it. No wonder he never ceased to thank God. Every true thanksgiver is a substance giver. Don't join useless associations. There are some associations that they are, some people say they are joining so much so that when people come to them for assistance, they will say, I can't assist. If their wife asks for soup money, they say, I've now joined an association. If their brother needs something, they have it, they say, no, I'm now in so association. And we don't help people. We don't give to others. Let me give you a secret. No stingy person has a financial future. No stingy person has a financial vision. I'm not saying you should be wasting money. You give to fertile grounds. Not that you just throw money away. You give with wisdom. Because there's some giving is like a waste. You just wasted your resources. Because number one, God did not instruct you. Number two, you gave it out of the flesh. You just wasted the resources. But there are some places, the fertile ground. And one of the most fertile ground is the house of God. Is the house of God. My prayer is that these teachings will help each and every one of us to become better in life in the name of Jesus. I say it will make you become better in the name of Jesus. Do you know if you are not receiving, it's a sign that you are not giving? Yeah. Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, shake down, press down, shake it together, and run over shall men give unto you. With the same measure you measure, it shall be measured back to you. So why will you now say you want to join some association because it's a raining thing? It can be raining, but it can be ruining. It can be raining, but it can ruin your financial destiny. Every man here, please don't ever join an association that will make you stingy, that you will not be able to drop money at home again for your wife. Don't ever join such a station. The liberal soul shall be made fat. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. There is he that scattereth, yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth more than his need, yet he turneth to penury. The liberal soul shall be made fat. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. So watering others is what makes you watered. You will never lack again. I say you will never lack again. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Wow, I have to run because of time. Now let's do a brief rundown of these habits that will lead to our thanksgiving and then lead to our lifting. Number one, as started from the first service, is what? Number one is what? I can't hear you, please. Learn to count your blessings. Number two, be spiritual. Number three, associate correctly. Number four, maintain excitement. Maintain excitement. Very sweet. Number five, possess the right mentality so that you can have the right actuality. Very good. Number six, develop yourself. Is somebody developing himself here today? How many of you have become better since you joined this church? Your Thanksgiving life has become better. Let me see your hands. Even me, I've become better. And I will still become. Can I shock you? I'm just on 4% of where I'm going. I still have 96% to go. I've not even reached 5%. So how will I now say that I'm tired? I can't thank God. I've not even reached 10% of where I'm going. Can you see how far the journey is? Number seven. Sorry? I didn't hear you very well. Keep your love alive by giving to Him. Number eight. And I really need to stop here so that we can pave way for extensive, massive, and peripatetious thanksgiving. Is number eight is keep building your faith. If you want to have a habit of thanksgiving, keep building your faith. Faith is key to thanksgiving. A person who is in doubt will not thank God. Why will he thank God? He doesn't believe something good will happen this week. He doesn't believe that the future is bright. Why will he thank God? Hebrews 11 verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't please God. Hebrews 11, 6. Without faith, you can't please God. You can't please God. That is, you can't thank God. Because a faithless person, I'm sorry to say, it's like a useless person. Because you can't accomplish much outside faith. Nothing done out of faith is profitable. Thanksgiving is a product of faith. When you see people thanking God, they are it's not that they are problem-free. Thanking God doesn't mean that you are problem-free. It doesn't mean that everything is perfectly okay. It's an expression of faith. Someone say expression of faith. Expression of thanking God means the sickness I brought, I'm not going back with it. Somebody say amen. Thanking God means my rent that has not been paid. As I go this week, I will pay it. That's faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. As I'm pumping faith into you now, it makes your thanks. You just want to thank God. Faith cometh by hearing. And yet that's why God said in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, Jeremiah 3, verse 15, I will give unto you pastors after my own heart that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Many of you have been so fed this morning now. Very well fed. It's as if you should go into the town now and dominate. Mark it, this week you will be having outstanding results. I said this week you will be having outstanding results. Every day this week shall be a special day. Each day you have spectacular records. I say each day you have spectacular records. Those who are selling this day, there will be a geometric progression, higher progression of sales every day. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. You'll be hitting with favor this week. I say you'll be hitting favor this week. Favor will be jamming somebody this week. Say a louder amen. Oh, you must have faith. Listen now. You must have faith. Every thanksgiver is a man or woman of faith. You go deeper. If you get closer to them, you say, I didn't know that. So this person had challenges. I didn't know. She doesn't show it in church. She dances. She appreciates God. I didn't know. It's because of the faith in them. And that faith will eventually crush the problem. The Bible says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou moved, and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done unto thee. My prayer for you today, your faith this morning will pay off for you. I say your faith this morning will pay off for you. Well, I believe you have been blessed this morning. I say I believe you have been blessed this morning. If you have been blessed, shout a big hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.